This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A major insurance company, State Farm, will not issue new home insurance policies in California because of wildfire risks and skyrocketing construction. The insurance giant stopped accepting applications for all business and personal lines of property and casualty insurance in California on May 27th. State Farm will still honor existing auto insurance. The company said State Farm General Insurance Company made this decision due to historic increases in construction costs outpacing inflation, rapidly growing catastrophe exposure, and a challenging reinsurance market. California has more than 7,000 wildfires each year, burning an average of more than 2 million acres over the past 5 years. Scientists and California authorities say the climate crisis is increasing the intensity of the fire seasons. State Farm is the largest provider of auto and home insurance in the U.S. with its affiliates. The company has paid out a lot of policies from destroyed homes and businesses of late. Last year, American Insurance Group said it would pull policies for multi-million dollar homes in California, partly because of wildfire risk. A Montana District Court judge has temporarily blocked new Republican bills that restrict a woman's right to abortion recently signed into law. Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Mike Menahan said the focus of his decision to issue the preliminary injunctions was the impact to the fundamental rights of the patient, which he said is based on evidence and testimony provided in court. The judge's preliminary injunction stops 5 bills regarding surgical abortion restrictions, ultrasound requirements, Medicaid abortion restrictions, and an agency rule on Medicaid abortions put in place by the state health department. Abortion is protected in Montana under the state Supreme Court decision Armstrong v. State and upheld in the Weems decision made just last month in May. In the Armstrong decision, Montana Supreme Court justices found the state's constitutional protection of privacy protects the right to an abortion. District Court Judge Menahan blocked the bills after hearing arguments the same day in a handful of cases filed from bills passed in the recent Montana legislative session. Restricting access to abortion was a focus of the Republican supermajority and of Republican Governor Greg Gianforte. The bills stopped from taking effect are House Bill 575, a bill that bans abortions at 24 weeks and requires an ultrasound for an abortion, which would impact telehealth abortion care. House Bill 721, which bans the most common surgical abortion procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy, called a dilation and evacuation procedure, which plaintiffs said was effectively a 15-week abortion ban. House Bill 862, which prohibits Medicaid coverage for abortions. Medicaid currently pays for a woman's abortion care under 3 circumstances, rape or incest, if the life of the mother is at risk, or if the procedure is deemed medically necessary. Another bill stopped is House Bill 544, which prohibits Montana Medicaid abortion funding for medically necessary abortions, which makes up the majority of Medicaid abortions in the state. In Lewis and Clark County District Court, Judge Menahan also enjoined a recently enacted rule from the Republican-led Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services requiring that Medicaid abortion providers seek prior authorization for medically necessary abortions. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks closed a 5-mile stretch of the Jefferson River near Three Forks to all recreation on Wednesday because of the river's high water flows and ongoing repairs to Meridian Bridge. Higher daytime temperatures are causing mountain snowpack to melt into rivers, increasing water flows and water levels. In the area of the closure, the Jefferson River is just 1 foot below flood stage. Repairs to the Meridian Bridge have lowered portions of the bridge deck into the river. High water with a low bridge deck makes for limited clearance, and the space is not passable or safe for people floating the river. The closure extends from Williams Bridge fishing access site to the bridge on Meridian Road. Bridge repairs are being overseen by the Gallatin County Road and Bridge Department. The closure on the Jefferson River remains in effect until further notice. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.